Blog Talk Radio.
That was like the last minute. Goodness, like literally at the last minute. A thousand things for the time of death. All right. All right. Oh my God, okay. Now we can get started.
Oh my God, I'm going to start all day long. It's been crazy busy. It's been such a busy day. It's been a busy afternoon, okay?
You did again. All right.
Let's get it going. Oh, what's going on, everybody? Can you guys hear me? I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Oh, can you hear me? All right, let's make sure the levels is right on this thing. I didn't even get a chance to practice. Hopefully the microphone doesn't sound too bad. Oh, I hope this doesn't sound crazy. Let me see. I'm going to have to listen to it real quick. Sorry, y'all. All right, so we good, because listen, it's been such a crazy afternoon slash morning here. I've been going, I literally planned the show, was getting everything done, and then everybody started calling me. I started getting hella emails, just a lot going on, and so before you knew it, it was time to start the show. Shit. But welcome. We are back for my birthday. It's been a lot going on. I'm glad to actually be back in the motherfucking chair, getting into some things. And what way to come back to some good old Tasha K news? Don't you love a good Tasha K story? I'm telling you, listen, you may think what you want to think about me, but I love some good Tasha K drama. It's hella fucking entertaining. This shit, like, I love Tasha K for that. I love it. So we got a lot to cover today. The car lines are open. We won't be before you long, but there is a few things I want to cover. Also, we will be promoting a new docuseries produced by a good friend of mine. So I'll show you guys about that and where you guys can watch that docuseries later on here in the show. Okay, so let's get into why we're all here, okay? Okay, so Tasha K, Perez Hilton has had it with Tasha K at this point, okay? He has now spoken out, and he wants YouTube to shut her ass down, okay? He went on a 30-minute video. It wasn't all about Tasha K, but there was a piece about Tasha K in there, and basically he was saying that she was a danger of YouTube. She wouldn't be I'm going to play you a little bit of the clip. Hopefully YouTube doesn't take me down. So let me get it up for you, okay? Let me see if I can get the clip up for you, and then we'll talk about it. Let me see if I can get this Perez Hilton clip up for you. Okay, let's see. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So you guys heard what Paris Hilton had to say. And now let's talk about it. First of all, I have to be honest here. I smell a little hateration there, Perez. I smell a little hateration there. I smell a little bitterness. I smell that you see that she is coming up. She's in the tabloids. She's a little controversial. And I see that she's reaching. She's obviously being talked about in certain conversations in rooms and places that you are. So it sounds as though, you know, there's a little hateration there. Now, listen, everyone knows how I personally feel about Tasha K. But taking the personal out of it, she's doing her thing when it comes to, you know, these stories and getting people in their feelings and causing a conversation. She does a phenomenal job at that. And Perez Hilton, he's been in this game for a long time. He's been in this game for a long time. And he's been known to be very controversial. Perez Hilton, you know, he's done some of the similar things as Tasha K. You know, Perez Hilton was known for outing celebrity men. That was one of his biggest claims to fame. You know, Perez Hilton, you know, was part of outing Lance Bass from NSYNC. And he took pride in exploiting celebrities. He was being sued for, you know, different copyright infringement, playing people's music and putting Pharrell sex tape and other sex tapes on his websites of different celebrities. So he was definitely in the business of controversy and exposing, you know. People also knew him to be a very biased reporter or blogger when it came to, you know, Paris Hilton. You know, he would only report on the good things about Paris Hilton. He would never say bad things. So, you know, Paris Hilton has been around for a while. He has made a phenomenal business for himself. Me personally, if I was him, I would not even have mentioned Tasha K. Because whether she has more subscribers than you or followers than you, you definitely have a better or a more credible brand and name, and you're solidified in the entertainment world as a blogger, as an entertainment journalist, blogger, whatever you want, whatever the title is, you're solidified. Perez Hilton is a name in entertainment and pop culture news. It is what it is. There would be no reason why I would be, if I felt some type of way about Tasha K, I wouldn't be using my platform and my white privilege to bring more light to her, because this does nothing but give her a lot more publicity and promotion. Now, not for nothing, I don't feel like Perez Hilton has, you know, broke any stories lately, and perhaps maybe he is trying to get back in the swing of things of this new YouTube era blogging and things like that, because say what you want about YouTubers, but we are the future. Most of these celebrities now have YouTube channels. Hi, Nene. YouTube shows. Shout out to Nene Leakes. Remember when she called into my show and she didn't know whether to call it a show or a live, but now she has a YouTube show. Hey, girl, I see you. But anyway, now these celebrities want YouTube shows and things like that. So, and these people with these major platforms, they're now having to come down to YouTube. And us YouTubers that have been doing it now are starting to get more recognition. And listen, there's competition there. You know, it's not about who you know and, you know, whose ass you're kissing. It's about, listen, if you can attract an audience and sustain an audience, then the people will come. You don't have to be best friends with Paris Hilton. You don't have to be, you know, signed to iHeartRadio or, you know, somewhere like that. You can just build your business from home. And a lot of people don't like that. A lot of people feel as though they've been doing it for X amount of years and some of these YouTubers are coming up so quickly and, you know, they feel a kind of way about it. And so he feels as though YouTube should shut her down. She's a danger to YouTubers. And basically, in a nutshell, he feels as though Tasha K is trash. Now, although I don't agree with him, with all of that. However, I do agree with him to a certain extent about her being trash. Because here's the thing. Well, also, well, before I get into that, before I get into that, because I was going to go there, I also felt that it was a little bit of a hateration. Whenever you start with, she has more subscribers than me, you're looking at the numbers, okay? You're looking at Tasha K's numbers. The numbers are probably frustrating you, and you're kind of like, oh, it's a new person coming up. So now, you know, he's been covering YouTubers lately, and Tasha K is obviously a popular YouTuber. And so he decided to mention her numbers. So that lets me know that there is a little bit of competition there, and you're looking at the success that she's having online. And he said that he thinks that she should just do commentary. Well, I think that Tasha K should do commentary as well. Right now, she seems as though that she's just doing these exclusives, and that's what I think is getting her into the hot water. But I will get you. I will wrap that up for you in a second. Now, he says that he doesn't think that people are just watching Tasha K. He highly doubts that people are watching Tasha K because of her stories that she's breaking. He thinks that people are watching Tasha K because of, you know, her personality and her. That's not true. Nobody is watching Tasha K because of her. Her personality is not, she doesn't have a personality that you will watch. Not like that. No shade. She does not have a look or a personality. You don't want to dress like her. You don't want to look like her. You don't want to be like her. So she's not something that, and you're not that interested in her life. Now, you're interested in her life when it has to do with celebrities and the story that she put out and things like her being sued and, you know, drama regarding the entertainment world. But personally, I don't want to know what Tasha K does in her personal life with her friends and family. Don't give a shit. I don't want to know what Tasha K is wearing. I don't know I don't want to know who her barber is. I don't want to know what she uses in her hair. I don't want to know any of that. Don't give a shit. But I do want to know what's the drama going on surrounding these celebrity topics. And I am here to see what shit, whether it's bullshit or truth, she is going to put out on her channel. So, Perez, I think you're wrong. I think that is why she is so successful, because she comes with some of these, you know, salacious allegations, some of these, you know, wild stories. Some of them have been true, and some of them are just like a shot out of hell, just in the middle of the dark and hoping that it'll stick. So, I say that to say, we're definitely watching Tasha K for the stories, okay? Now, this is what I think Tasha K's issue is, because I have to sit back. I'm like, okay, listen, are people hating on Tasha K? I even have to ask myself, like, why, you know, what are you hating on her? And I realized, no, I'm not hating on her. And I don't think everybody is hating on her. Here's the thing. I think Tasha K takes people on a roller coaster of up and down, okay? Now, aside from her person, but the business aspect of her, she's let go of the commentary. And when you let go of the commentary, it's hard sometimes to continue with stories, because not everybody is just busting down your door to tell you somebody's business without getting something out of it, i.e. you're either paying them or they're looking for some sort of clout. Outside of that, people are not just busting down just wanting to just spill you like the most exclusive details. But I think Tasha K really, well, one moment for me where I think she built a lot of credibility, and this is what's kind of transcended her into, like, pop culture, even more so than the Cardi B suing situation, was the story that she broke about Wendy Williams, you know, being pregnant. That was damn good. I don't know how much money she spent on that, but that would right there. That was like groundbreaking. That was some good shit. That was good shit. And so that is where she, you know, she does have a little credibility. But Tasha K's issue is she'll do a fucking phenomenal thing like that where it's like, okay, this girl is really putting out news and she's really getting down to it. And then she'll go turn around when there's a slow news day because she doesn't do commentary anymore. So when she doesn't really have anything going on, but she needs to put out some content, then she'll, you know, colorfully craft up this video and it'll be a bunch of lies and bullshit. And then she'll put it out. So then it's like, okay, well, you went and you built your credibility. You broke this true story. And like all the world is talking about you. Everybody's like giving you, you know, your credit, like you're doing this shit. And then, you know, several weeks later, you'll go and put out a complete slanderous lie on somebody like Chris Brown, or just make up stuff, or, you know, just make up something like Wendy Williams is living with Kevin Hunter, just out the fucking blue. You get what I'm saying? It's like, girl, come on, you're doing so good. And I think that is the issue. You notice that Tasha K, and people will say, well, before we go to that, people will say, well, you know, Perez Hilton may mention that he doesn't want to get sued and, you know, she's getting sued. Listen, I don't think that Tasha K cares about being sued, because to her, in her mind, her getting sued equates her to being Wendy Williams. She feels as though if she's getting sued, Wendy Williams got sued. So, and Wendy Williams is on TV. And, you know, so she alludes everything to being Wendy Williams. However, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I will say this when it comes to Wendy Williams and Tasha K, or even Perez Hilton and Tasha K, or anybody for that matter and Tasha K, it seems as though the while yes, Wendy Williams has been sued, and while yes, Wendy Williams has had a phenomenal career, I don't think that there was ever a point, not that I can remember or recall, I don't believe that there was ever a point where an individual, did not trust Wendy Williams' exclusive or her story. I feel as though with Tasha K, when she breaks news, you don't believe it all the way. It's almost like it's a 50-50. It's kind of like, do I believe this or is it true or this could be true or I don't know. This might be a stretch or, I would like this to be true because it's really, really juicy, but this is still Tasha K. You never know. This is the same woman that has said live on the air that she will put out a fake story. So you just never know. And I think that's the issue that people have with Tasha K, because you want to trust her, but you can't fully trust her because you like, this bitch does, although she will put out some real shit, this bitch will fuck around and pull a fast one on you if it's a slow month. You know what I mean? She will create some bullshit. And then you notice whenever she creates the bullshit, it gets caught in the bullshit. She never references Wendy Williams when she does that. When she gets caught up in the bullshit and the lies, you know, she never does like the Wendy Williams. She never says Wendy Williams lied. She always goes to TMZ. She goes, oh, you know, TMZ lies all the time. It's just entertainment. So then when she lies and she gets caught up in a lie, then it's just entertainment. You know, so that's kind of where I think the people have the issue. It's kind of like, girl, no one has an issue with you breaking the story if they're true. But the issue is when the moment that you know this shit is not true, or you have not verified this source past Instagram, and you put it out like, bitch, this is the most groundbreaking exclusive you've ever had, and then it's a fucking lie. And so, but I'm thinking I think I read a comment that Wendy gets her information wrong almost every show. Well, Wendy's at a point right now where she's not even doing the research. I'm talking about radio Wendy. We're not talking about commercial TV Wendy. Right now, Wendy don't even look up the shit no more. She has a Hot Topics news. She has a whole set. Like anything past radio is not the Wendy Williams I'm talking about. I'm talking about Wendy Williams in the 90s. When there was no internet, when there was no camera phone, when that woman would go to these events and to these parties and be in the bathroom doing her cocaine and run into the bathroom, and there was, you know, Nas' ex girlfriend or one of these girlfriends to these rappers, and the girlfriend is running it down to Wendy Williams in the bathroom, and then she would go and talk about it on her radio show. Or when she was at these events, she would be snooping around looking and seeing what's going on. Then she would go back and talk about it. We're not talking about Hot Topics, Wendy. That is commercial. She's the, I don't even think that Wendy knows what the fuck's going on until she gets to work that morning. So that's not the same thing. But I'm talking about Radio Wendy. You know, Wendy was actually at these events, sitting with these people. And then, you know, Wendy has these celebrities on her show, and she kind of, in a way, makes it where, you know, she tries to have them expose themselves. But that's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, listen, I think that Perez is hating on Tasha K a little bit. I see why a little bit, but I think Tasha K is on her way. And listen, I'm here for it. I want to see how far she's going to take it. This could either go really, really well, or this can go extremely, extremely bad. And listen, I'm here for either way. I'm here for either way. I'm here for the lawsuits. Keep the lawsuits coming. I'm entertained. I'm here for the stories, because it takes a special person to commit. What Tasha K is doing, there's not many people that do what she do. A lot of people think that people are jealous of Tasha K, and that's not the truth. A lot of bloggers do just commentary. So there's difference when you do commentary and then when you're breaking stories. Listen. It takes a lot, and it takes a special kind of person to want to expose people. What she does is literally exposing the worst and the lowest of people. It's never anything like building people up. But listen, who cares? The exposing of celebrities makes money. There's a lane for that. There's an industry for that. And Tasha K is leading in that industry of exposing celebrities right now on the internet. She is. But with that, you have to be prepared to not live, you know, you don't have friends. You got to keep a very tight circle. You're probably on edge 99% of the time. You got to make sure you put all your business out there, because people are going to be ready to expose you at any moment. And you got to be willing to just have a very, very small circle, and just which I think you need to do anyway, but you just really need to be prepared to have a very small circle. You're not going to get invited to any event, but that's okay if you are just for the people. And a lot of times, if you really want to get into that business, you have to make a decision. Do you want to be of the industry enough or for the people? And Tasha K has decided that she doesn't want to be part of the industry. However, I do think that she does like a little bit of the celebrity of it all, but she is more so for the people. And so she has made her decision to do this, and it works. And whether she lies or not, we all know that the lie is more entertaining than the truth. So even when she is lying, we still are going to watch, because we want to see what is this bitch concocted up with now, and how far is she going to take it? So I say, I keep going. Keep lying and keep telling the truth. Do whatever it is that works for you. I mean, that's just kind of what it is. And as far as Perez Hilton, listen, everybody gets sued. If you're a blogger in the entertainment business, people get sued all the time. People do get sued. Tasha K made reference to, you know, Wendy Williams being sued over 300 times. Now, listen, I don't know. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't claim to know everything. But I feel as though maybe Wendy Williams has won these lawsuits because maybe there wasn't a lie. You know, you notice Tasha K she's not getting sued upon things that she's told the truth about. She didn't get sued for breaking that Wendy Williams story. She didn't get sued for that. She's getting sued for claiming and alluding to the fact that Cardi B has genital herpes. You know, so you will get sued for lies. Now, how this all plays out, if Tasha K wins this lawsuit against Cardi B, if Cardi B wins, I don't know. I'm just here to watch, talk about it, report. and be entertained mostly. But I think those are why she's going to continue, you know, to get lawsuits when she, you know, lies on people. If you don't lie, I don't think that you still might get a lawsuit, but I mean, they might settle if it's the truth. Because, I mean, if it's the truth, then what's the point of trying to go through this whole, you know, process of suing you if we know that what information is there is the truth? Now, if you're out here just lying on people, then, girl, that's a different conversation. And so that's kind of what my take on this whole situation is. Okay? So we're about to take some calls, and I want to know what you guys think. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay. All right. So, but before we get started, I want to do a quick promotion for an outcry. It's a mini documentary by one of my good friends, Ian Haddock, okay? Let me get the information for you. It's a Black LGB produced, directed, and starring cast on Amazon Prime Video right now. The mini documentary gives a glimpse to what LGBT people living with HIV and the trauma of the church are pretty much, you know, going through. So you have a lot of different individuals that have HIV who have been hurt through the religious system. And so they're talking about this in this documentary. The film is a part of All the Voices Film Festival. And they're looking for people to check it out, support the documentary. I think it's really, really interesting because as Black people, you know, when you are, if you have anybody that's LGBT, some of you guys may have children, friends, brothers, husbands on the cool. You know, it's hard being LGBT and growing up in church. And so this kind of sheds light on this, and it challenges some of the questions that we have about, you know, religion and different people. So I want you guys to take a look at this quick little trailer, and then we'll get ready to continue. Okay. There you have it, guys. So if you guys want to check that out, the link is in the comments. In the description box, so you can click that link and all the information will be there. All right. So shout out to Ian Haddock and the cast of Outcry, the mini document. All right. Now it's time to get back into the shits. Tasha K and Perez Hilton going back and forth. All right. So let's take a call. All right, private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, just calling in because I've been listening to you talk about this subject. And before I listened to calling to you, I saw your notification, so I ran over to his page really quick just to see what he's even saying. Because honestly, none of us that watch you are watching Fred Hilton. None of us.
Right.
None of us. No, nobody listens to him in our sector. I mean, so the only reason why I know anything about it is because you said something. So I listened to him, and what I heard him say was just basically everything he meant to say about himself. Because, come on, everybody knows back then when it wasn't like right now, hip hop is the big thing, black culture is
yes.
the big thing. Everybody wants a little bit of it. Everybody wants to talk about it for their own clickbait. And so when he was big and hot talking about Britney Spears and Christina and NSYNC and
Lady Gaga,
all of them folks,
yeah.
Exactly. They didn't like him either. The same way a lot of celebrities don't really care for Tasha K. Now, when I listened to Tasha K, which Perez wouldn't know anything about, I honestly feel like I'm just listening to my auntie, my ghetto auntie from the South, and I'm listening to her speak because I think most of us have family members who are like her, who are loud, boisterous, you know, over the top, you know, attention seeking and stuff. And so that's a big reason why I watch her, because I feel like I'm listening to someone who is familiar not only with my culture, but just, you know, just being kind of herself, just little extra stuff. But he really has no room to even speak on her because he was dangerous. They felt the same way about him. I mean, he was so controversial that he also wasn't invited to anything. Didn't they beat him up? I mean, I think Will.i.am slapped him one good time.
You know, I'm not really that familiar with Perez because I don't listen. Like I said, I don't really listen to him either. I don't really read his stuff. I mean, but I remember he was like really big in like the pop culture stuff, like the white sector. But as far as hip hop stuff, I never go to Perez Hilton.
That's right. And nobody in hip hop listens to him, cares about him. And I think that when he overstepped his boundaries last time, Will.i.am went ahead and slapped him one good time. And then he went off crying about how that happened to him. It's like, you know what, just go ahead and stay in your lane, stick to the pop information, the stuff that I don't care about. You know, he likes to report to the Kardashians. I don't really care about what Perez is talking about. And on top of that, you have to go to his website because now he's on YouTube, like you said. Lots of people are trying to come to YouTube now because they want to not only put their face out there, they want their voices heard. They want to be able to do the extra stuff because nobody was going to his website anymore. Don't nobody follow him on Instagram. And he's just kind of that vintage Tasha K from the past. So now it's a new day and he doesn't really fit in there and don't nobody really care about him. So, you know, he's doing what he wants to do by sitting there and talking about people so that he can get his little views up to get, you know, a little bit up there. But he's a thing of the past. And I don't think none of us really care about him. So he just needs to go on about his business.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. All right. 205-900-9000. You're live on the air.
Haven't been lying, Omar. I was trying to get you yesterday, but your lines were blocked.
Yes. Yeah, they were blocked. Thank you so much. I had a great birthday. How are you? Okay. Thank you. 614-6222. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. My name is Emily. I just wanted to come on here. And happy birthday, by the way. I just wanted
to come
on here just give my piece on Tasha K. I just feel like Perez Hilton is literally, this is all a ploy for him to get more subscribers. Everybody know it's a big amount of people out there who hate Tasha K. So he's going to take all the people that hate Tasha K so they can subscribe to his channel. It's been YouTubers who literally built a whole platform on literally just making stories about Tasha K. Why don't we just leave Tasha K alone? Leave her alone. Mm-hmm. She's going to deal with her consequences. Everybody just needs to leave her alone. Let that woman live. She's pregnant.
Yes.
Leave her alone. Like, why do we got to keep making stories about Tasha K? She's doing her thing. Who gives a damn? And I honestly think, in my opinion, she was better than Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams was on coke the entire time she was on radio, allegedly. Tasha K
right.
is smart, fearless.
Well, that's pretty entertaining, though.
Let her.
Bitch, she was on coke.
Yeah, she was on coke. But
saying that's a little bit more entertaining. To me, I think that's really entertaining. This bitch is on there, booted on the air.
You're right. But it was even more intense when Judge Mathis came out there and cussed her ass out and called her.
Hell yeah.
Nobody can go. But listen, nobody can go to Tasha K page and do that to her. To me, she's a better individual. She's smarter. She's a black woman. She's educated. She's doing the damn thing, and she's doing it right because everybody got something to say about her. Leave that lady alone. Leave her alone. It's going to be fine. Leave her alone. Everybody can win on YouTube. If she got more subscribers than you or Perez Hilton or anybody, who gives a fuck? Let her be her. Let her be great. And if she's going to turn into Wendy Williams, guess what? She's going to be a damn better Wendy Williams because she got a great husband, a great family. Her husband ain't cheating on her. I don't know if he is or not. But it don't look like it, so let her be great, period. It's a new generation of bloggers. Let her be great. Let her turn to a new Wendy Williams, but be a better Wendy Williams. That's just my opinion. That's all I have to say.
But I agree. No, listen, I agree with you in an aspect where, you know, well, I agree, but then I disagree. I think that she's definitely doing her thing. Now, to say that that she's better than Wendy Williams, I think that's just a personal preference. But as far as let her live her life, well, that's kind of a broad statement when she spends her life to expose the worst part of other people's lives, particularly black people. And then when we talk about her being, then when we talk about her being a good person and let everybody win, we have to understand, although Tasha K is doing her thing, I would have done this personally if I was Perez Hilton. And I'll tell you in a second. But as far as Tasha K being a good person and doing her thing, listen, she's doing her good thing, but she's not a good person. Everybody cannot win on YouTube when it comes to her because she is also the same woman that has tried to stop other bloggers in the past from being successful on YouTube that were coming up. So she just did it in a different way that maybe Perez Hilton was doing it. And that's how Perez Hilton should have moved, honestly. If he had an issue with Tasha K because she was kind of popping and stuff, he really shouldn't have came on video. He should have did it behind the scenes and really tried to do and handle it that way. Because what people don't know is that's how Tasha K moves. Whenever there are big personalities and other YouTubers that are, you know, posing to be, you know, great in this business, and because she hasn't got to where she wants to go, she does move her weight around a little bit. She does shift her money around a little bit and manipulates people into not working with certain bloggers so that she can still remain to be the only one. It's strategy, I understand, but at the end of the day, let's be very clear. She's not just out here winning because she's just that good. She's also playing a very dirty game behind the scenes. And until you're in it, you won't really know that part. However, because it's a smart way to do it because, you know, it's just hearsay. You really can't prove that that's what she's doing unless you're behind the scenes in the industry. And that's why if Perez Hilton had a real issue with her, he should have handled it behind the scenes without giving her any promotion because that's how she does. She plays a very dirty game behind the scenes. But she's not the only one. Most of them do.
Back to that, because I don't agree that she moves, you know, certain dirty. I honestly think that you can be big because I love your videos. Like, I love tuning into you. But one thing about it is you also have to think about it with Nicki Minaj when people were saying, oh, Nicki Minaj is doing stuff behind the scenes. Nicki Minaj is able to literally become relevant for 10 years doing whatever she was doing behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, that's just the name of the game. It's the name of the game.
Yes.
And it may not
and
be
I get
right. It may be dirty. It may not be right. It may not be, you might not understand it, and it might be effed up, but it's just the name of the game. It's the name
okay.
of the game.
Thank
Everybody
you, caller.
Have a good one.
Absolutely.
Thank
Thanks, boo. Listen, I think the caller is right. You got to do what you got to do. But let's be very clear. You got to, there's a lot of shady things that happen behind the scenes. And listen, we know that because, listen, you've seen what happened with those YouTubers in the beauty community. All that dirty stuff that they did to James Charles behind the scenes for subscribers and things. Now, listen, I do think Perez Hilton jumped in this because he wanted some Tasha K clickbait. Because the only thing that he talked about, I mean, he talked about Lady Gaga and a bunch of other white women that I don't really know and I didn't really watch at all. But the only thing that kind of got trending and people got people talking was not the news on the celebrities, but it was the news on the Tasha K. And so I think that he's just inserting himself, but he needs to understand that, you know, the day his the dust has settled, the smoke is clear, the sun has set. Perez Hilton is Perez Hilton, and he will always be Perez Hilton, but it's time for a new controversial exposing star, and it comes in the form of Tasha K. And listen, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Let's take another caller. Two eight one zero two four six. You're live on the air.
Good afternoon, Amon. I'm calling in to say, first of all, Paris Hilton is a non-motherfucking factor.
Okay.
Let me give y'all a little history lesson for everyone in the chat. Caucasian people, be it a male or female, has always come and took our creative aspects as African Americans. And, of course, now here he looks down into YouTube and see who's popping, and it happens to be Tasha
mm-hmm.
K. What he wants to do now is he wants to steal, let me quote you, steal her shine. He has been irrelevant since the late 80s, really. He hasn't had shit to do. So now
yes.
What does he say? Let me go over here and see if I can steal something from somebody that's popping in the black community on YouTube, and it happens to be Tasha K. Of course, Tasha K tells stories or lies, you may want to say, but let me give you another little clue chat in Amon. Your president, he lies every day, daily.
Yeah.
And nobody says not one word or is up in arms about it. So why are we beating our drum on a Tasha K or Amon Wiggins or a Wendy Williams when we got somebody in the White House, across the water, lying to us in our face daily? That's my comment.
Thank you. And so Perez just wrote into the chat. He said, thanks for the mention. So, ma'am, I think he heard you say that Tasha K, that he's a non-mother effing factor. Hey, Perez, how are you? You should call in. Shit, you can really talk about Tasha K here.
Don't let
all
him
right.
steal your shine, because he'll come after anybody. That's what they do.
Listen.
They steal your shine and anybody else of color shine. So don't let him do it. Absolutely not.
All right.
Absolutely
thank you.
Not. You're welcome.
So, like I said, I'm here for it all. I'm here for the Tasha K beef. I'm here for the Perez Hilton drama. I personally, I see his point. Like Tasha K, you know, I see what he's saying as far as vetting the sources, because he did say you got to see, make sure. He said he gets a lot of news, and so and he vets it. Tasha K, we all know that Tasha K on a slow month or a short month, or maybe, you know, the Google AdSense ain't adding up, so she might have, you know, and you guys are busting her down like, Give me an exclusive, because, you know, y'all winos could be very, very needy. And so this lady's over here thinking, shit, I don't got no news. Let me go ahead and make some shit up real quick and throw it out there, you know, throw an ad or two in there, and these motherfuckers will be happy. And then when, you know, some shit goes wrong, we'll just tell them it's gossip, it's entertainment. And so I think that's where a lot of people lose respect for her, because, yes, while exclusives are great, and while, you know, it's nice to be the one to break a story in the business of blogging, at what cost do you need, do you want to put out an exclusive? I mean, is it that serious to make something up? You know, and I'm not saying that she makes up all of her stuff. I think that Tasha K does have a lot of good information, but at least I believe almost 20% of Tasha K's stuff. The other 80, I don't believe. But 20% of her shit, I do believe. I do, because and as she's gotten bigger, I think that the information comes from somewhere. So I don't just automatically think, okay, this bitch is lying. I'm thinking, okay, well, where did she get this from? Like, what made her go this direction? Like, there's got to be some truth to it. So, you know, shout out to her. Keep it going. But what I can say is, for all those people saying that, you know, people are haters on her and everybody that does blogging and that doesn't agree with her are jealous, that's not very true. And we cannot push that narrative that Tasha K is out here championing for everybody to win and everybody's against her, because from personal experiences, Tasha K has been very dirty behind the scenes. So, I mean, you get what you get. Now, if it gets her to the top, great, great. But understand, people, everybody does not want to wake up and expose the lowest part of someone's life every day. So, you know, everybody doesn't want to do that. Now, as far as Perez, it does seem as though, you know, we need to be talking about him again. But I'm not understanding why, because that man is established. Perez is an established media personality, a blogger. He's been here. He's not going anywhere. I mean, he's loaded with cash, got kids. You know, this man now can walk around with colored beards. You get what I'm saying? And people know who he is. I remember meeting Perez Hilton back in 2009 at, like, Tiger Heat. I think he had on, like, gold Jeremy Scott sneakers in the club. Like, he was a bit of a socialite. He was cool when we met then. That was many, many years ago. But he's been doing this for a long time. And, you know, it's just Tasha K's turn. And soon she will – and then once she gets to where she's going, she will have her day. Let's take another call.
Hello?
Oh, is Perez on the line? What's his number? What's the last four of the number? Tell him to let me know what the number is, and let's get him on the line. Yes, let's get this exclusive. But don't have me making anything up, Perez. Don't have me on this line. Oh, he could probably call a private number. Is this you?
Can
private
you hear me?
Number? Oh, I can hear
yes.
you now. Hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That was stressful. Hi.
Hi, yeah. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you? Good to see you again and doing your thing. Happy to
yes.
call in.
Thank you. So, listen, let's just jump right into it. People are calling you a clout chaser, Perez. They're saying that you feel some kind of way. And my thing is this, you're a freaking legend in the game. So what's the issue? What's the issue with Tasha K?
Oh, I'm straight up clout chasing. Absolutely. I am transparent. I only talked about her for views. And
oh, okay.
Why else? Because I don't really care about that woman. But in all sincerity, I do believe what I said. I didn't make up my feelings about it. I wasn't trolling. I am clout chasing, but I'm not trolling. So there's a difference.
Okay.
You know, to me, a
okay.
troll is somebody who will make something up just to get attention. I said what I did because she has more subscribers than I do on YouTube and more subscribers than you do as well. So I knew that by mentioning her, it would get me attention. I'm not an idiot. I've been around 15 years. But I also think, and I also did say what I said from a place of listen. I've been around longer than you. I know how this works. I have been sued myself many, many times. If you don't change how you do things, you're going to keep getting sued. Like the story today, Porsche's baby daddy is suing her, and Cardi B is suing her, and other people will sue her in the future too, because it does not excuse you to just say allegedly. That's not an excuse. If somebody else reported it first, okay, then you can say that. But if you're the first person to break a story, allegedly does not make it okay if the story is false. That's how the law works. I learned that lesson the hard way.
Okay, but let me ask you this. I just have to play devil's advocate, okay? You know, I've had my run-ins with Tasha K, so by no means am I over here championing for her, because I really can't stand her. But I would like to ask you this. Would you say that you're successful? Because I think that you're ultra successful. I would look at you and call you successful.
I'm Perez Hilton. She's not even verified on most social media accounts.
Exactly. So my thing is this, though. So you've made it through the suing, the exposing, because at one point you were the Tasha K of like the early 2000s, like Britney Spears, Lady Gaga, outing Lance Bass, like you were Mr. Controversy. Like people did not like you because they felt like you were biased towards Paris Hilton, and you didn't give a fuck. You had like a zero fucks attitude, and you would like take these people on by storm. And listen, from your backyard or wherever you were, and having a family, kids, and all of that, it looks like you're living a great life. So it looks like through all of the controversy and being sued, you still ended up making it on top. So there might be room for her.
Well, absolutely. And what I said in my video was, I think she's built something real. She's got over 500,000 subscribers right now on YouTube. And ultimately, I think people are tuning in for her. They care about her take on the stories. It doesn't matter if they're, quote, exclusives or not, because I think, and it's been historically proven, yeah, she's had some exclusives, but most of them are BS. Like even another one that she had recently claiming that Wendy Williams is making it work with her husband. Please, girl. Wendy is not making it work with her husband. You are smoking crack. But I hope you're not smoking crack, because she's allegedly 8.5 months pregnant.
No, but you know where that comes from. You know, when you're on YouTube, you know, it's a slow news week. And that's the thing. That's where I thought you were coming from, because she likes to say, like, she's like Wendy Williams and she gets sued and things like that. And she thinks that a lot of people are hating on her. And the message that I would like her to know is it's not that. And one thing I liked that you said was verify and vet these sources. You said you get a lot of information, but you don't put every story out. And that's my issue with Tasha K. Like she broke the Wendy Williams story about the side chick being pregnant, and that went totally viral. But then she'll turn around months later, I guess when it's a slow news week, and build a whole lie on Chris Brown. So that's why I think people have the issue, because she gets a little credibility and then she'll go with a bold-faced lie, you know, when there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. You know, if it's a slow news week, it's never a slow news week for me. Like, I always have things to talk about, because
okay,
I'm good. You know, you don't need to make things up in order to be entertaining or get people to watch your video.
So listen, let me ask you this. I don't think you – do you really think you needed Tasha K for subscriber clout? Did you really say that?
Well, absolutely. You know, do I care about Tasha K? No. Do I care about Jake Paul or Logan Paul? No. Do I care about James Charles? No. Do I care about Jeffree Star or Shane Dawson? No. But I have seen that when I talk about YouTubers on YouTube, those videos do very well. So I've been talking about them a lot more in addition to the mainstream celebrities, which is my bread and butter, what I love. Having said that, while I'm just using these YouTubers for views and I'm super transparent about it, I still think I'm really good when talking about them and have a lot of insight to offer.
Do you feel like you're having to do this now because you're not as hot as you once were?
No, because I have to grow my – because I want to grow my YouTube. Thankfully, I'm still doing a ton of different things that are doing very well for me. I'm able to more than pay for all my bills, my website. I got my podcast, which now this week my podcast is expanding to 2 times a week. So if you enjoy me on here with Armand, you can also listen to me on the Perez Hilton podcast, with Chris Booker. You could hear it on iTunes or directly at PerezPodcast.com. Plus, in addition to my main YouTube channel, I've got a second one, which is the one that I commented on with my family channel. I am a hustler, baby, and there's a reason why 15 years later, Perez Hilton is still around, because, A, you got to keep working hard. You can never take anything for granted. You can't get lazy, and you got to keep reinventing. This is just another way for me to reinvent and do different things and do them and have fun.
Why do people call you racist? Why do they say that you don't like black women? Do you work with black people?
I love black people. In that video that I put up yesterday, I was talking about how amazing it is that Jay-Z is the first billionaire hip-hop artist. And I learned a lesson. I made a mistake. When was it? 2013, when I was quoting a lyric from a musical, and that musical is the musical Bear, and in there, there's a line that says, inside every gay man is a fierce black woman. And then a lot of black women were upset at me for saying, inside every gay man is a fierce black woman. And I said, well, I think a lot of you are saying that because a lot of you are exhibiting either overt or latent homophobia, because I didn't mean that as a disrespectful way. And one of my biggest things in life is I'm willing to give people a chance if I know that their intention was not negative. You know, like, intention is everything. And if somebody's not my enemy, I'm not going to treat them like my enemy. I'll let them know, okay, maybe in the future say that differently, or let me educate you, but we're on the same team here. And it was never my intention to meant that in the most celebratory way. I was feeling like Beyonce when I said that.
So my black ass needs to be on your podcast, because I've never seen you work with any black people.
Well, I don't have guests on my podcast.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I don't like having guests, so I think it's awesome that you have guests. I only like hearing myself talk.
No. Okay, so I'm trying to think of the last question. Oh, listen, a lot of people may have thought, because Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked promoted Chopped Up Your video and promoted it, and, you know, he doesn't like Chopped Up Your
video. Oh, I emailed that to Jason.
Okay,
I emailed it to Jason. I'm the realest mother effer there is, honey. I will never lie about anything. I said,
so
hey,
are you on Cardi B?
Are you
affiliated with Cardi B at all?
I'm just a fan.
B and Jason Lee? Okay.
No, I love Cardi, but I'm also critical of her. In the video that I made yesterday, where I was talking about Jay-Z and where I was talking about Tasha K, I also gave my thoughts and reviewed the new Cardi song, Press, which I didn't love, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't need to love everything she does.
Mm-hmm. So you emailed it to Jason Lee, and what did he say? I'm going to put this out right now. Like, tell me how that went. You was like, I'm going to talk about this bitch, Tasha K, and then, like, we're going to put it out.
I said, hey, take a look at this, and if you find it interesting or relevant to your audience, put it out, and he did. So thank you, Jason. I did an episode of Wild and Out that hasn't aired yet. So he and I know each other and we have a history. And, you know, listen, I don't have as many Instagram followers as Hollywood Unlocked. So I'm not an idiot either. I know how to work the game, Armand. It's all a game.
Yes.
First of all, for anybody in the comments section, this was not set up. This is not pre-planned. Somebody tweeted me the link to this video, and I saw the live chat happening, and I was like, I'll call in. You know, first of all, I think it's awesome what you're doing and want to support you. And secondly, you know, I love talking and I love attention, negative or positive.
It's good. And listen,
and I'm definitely
I'm happy
using
that you called in.
Naya Too Real. I am definitely using Armand. Absolutely.
And listen, bitch, and I'm using you too, because listen, you're an icon.
Exactly.
You're a legend in this business. Okay? So this lets me know that I'm doing what I need to do without having to expose lies. And this is how I ran into Tasha K, talking the truth, and she called in. Listen, you don't have to build lies on people to get icons and legends on your show. Or just to get those
people
in those circles.
No, and yeah. I didn't just call in because I, you know, wanted to, but I was actually watching for a bit, and I'm like, this guy is good. So, you know, my advice to you is, even be more consistent than you already are. Like, I'm looking at your video uploads, you know, really establish a schedule, like Monday through Friday or every Monday. Do you have like a schedule like that every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or?
Well, I typically just try to do like Monday through Friday. This last week and a half, though, I was on vacation because it was my birthday week.
Well, you deserve a little break. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, keep at it. You know, consistency is key. So keep at it. You know, the live chats are great. You know, make sure you're, I don't even know if you need to do the live chat. Maybe vary it up. Instead of always doing a live chat, I would also say do a regular video as a premiere so that you can then actually be the one responding to your subscribers. So, you know, because that's a good way for them to interact. So, like, do a couple of pre-taped videos and then just be like, this is a premiere and I'm live chatting with you. Because I think people would love to also be able to, like, literally live chat with you knowing it's you in the comments. And, you know, leave comments on other YouTube videos of other YouTubers that are doing similar things. What else? Like, make sure you're optimized.
Well, let me ask you something, too. Well, we can talk. Like, I'll email you. So I'll email you. So listen, Perez, because we're talking online.
Slide into my DMs on Instagram is better because I'll more likely see that.
Okay, so don't be faking and then not respond after you done did all this coaching
on
the live. Okay, you better remember who I am because you know what people get on the internet and they're like, email me, and then they don't respond. Okay, so
are you with a management company helping you on the digital side of things?
We'll talk about that off the air.
Did you go to
the Janet Jackson concert? I was watching a little bit of the video. You said that you didn't like the show, or you were trying to get to the show, or what happened with that?
I said I watched a lot of video, so I was very transparent saying I didn't go. And I also said I watched a lot of video of the Christina Aguilera show, and from all the video that I saw, it seemed like Christina put on a better show. But I also said I'm still going to go see Janet and we'll reserve true assessment until I've seen it in person. Anyways, Eric Dillard wants you to take control back of your show, and I think he has a point because I kind of just stole live broadcast from you.
You didn't steal it. Actually, it was a blast. So listen, I had a blast. I'll email you. Thanks for being a trooper and calling in and keeping it 100. He admitted that he was clout chasing. This is not a fake motherfucker. You know what I mean? He emailed the documents to Hollywood Unlocked. And, hey, he said he's using Tasha K because talking about YouTubers is hotter than talking about some of these celebrities at this point. So shout out to you, Perez.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, for taking the call. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
And there you go. Perez Hilton, everybody. Exclusively on the Armand Wiggins Show. Listen. This is why when people say, you're jealous of this person, you're jealous of that person, no need. Because what's for you is going to be for you. I didn't have to lie, cheat. I just keep it 100, you know. Perez Hilton was clout chasing, and he admitted it. Tasha K, she's doing her thing right now, but she does have a tendency to make shit up. I keep it 100. Let's get into some motherfucking things. This is the greatest motherfucking show, in case you didn't know. All right. Let's take another call. Area code 202-9122. You're live on the air.
Hey there.
What's going on?
Oh, well, first of all, happy birthday, my fellow Gemini. How are you today?
Thank you. Good. How are
you? Okay, so I'm good. So I was listening to everything, and you know what? I feel people are, like, you know, not looking at it from a point of facts and non-facts. The fact is, if, you know, just think about it. If she actually gets sued and that person wins, then that leaves, like, a floodgate open for more lawsuits. And then eventually, like, somebody going to get smart and sue YouTube. And when YouTube, you know, gets in trouble because of their content creators, they're going to start making tougher, you know, guidelines and stuff. And pretty soon, that is going to be bad for YouTube creators.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like people need to, like, okay, yeah, he was clout chasing, whatever the case may be, but there's truth behind what he was saying. He's not lying. And I just feel like most of the people that, you know, want to respond negatively towards it is because of who said it. Because to be honest, like, what do you think is going to happen eventually if you keep lying on people? They're going to sue you.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, people keep making excuses and like, oh, it's just entertainment, which it is, but in the same token, it's the way you go about it. And if you keep going about it in a way that's like a negative, like, impact on someone's money. Because, you know, when you make these negative, slanderous stories, people lose endorsements. People lose out on money. And if they're losing out on money, they have better lawyers than you. I don't care what no one says.
Mm-hmm.
Their lawyers are better than your lawyers. So, eventually, they're going to sue you. I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, and should you be afraid? I mean, if you have enough money, you shouldn't be afraid of getting sued. But if you don't, you know, you can get your channel taken down. You can make it tougher for other people. And I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever. It's still the point. You cannot do that all the time and think you're going to get away with it because every dog has their day.
Well, every dog has their day. And, well, listen, and I agree with that. And because, you know, a lot of us on this side of YouTube are seeing the effects of that. Like, YouTube is starting to shadow block channels. Like you guys won't get a lot of my notifications, or sometimes the algorithm, they won't throw you into it. So I think a lot of this is happening because of these lawsuits and things like that. But what I don't like about YouTube a little bit is how, you know, in the, how do I say this? Well, I'll say in the beauty community, you notice how when that Tati went and lied like that and tried to destroy James Charles, all because she wanted more subscribers and she wanted more followers, and he promoted another brand.
Yeah.
And so YouTube pretty much uplifted James, and I think that they're going to make they're trying to stop the cancel culture. A lot of things are going to come after that boy got bullied on YouTube. But what I think was so interesting about YouTube, I mean, this might be going a little bit off, but remember when Tasha K pretty much was calling Lovely T a coding queen and was, like, literally attacking
She could have got sued off Bustle for that. And no one said anything.
No one said anything, but it happened to this white boy over there, and they literally...
Oh, but you know that's what it takes, though. You know, that's what it takes sometimes, you know?
And so,
but in the same token, I do...
Go ahead.
I do feel like, though, even though it takes sometimes, you know, it got to take a white victim for them to respond. But in a sense, I think that it also has to do with the fact that the black community on YouTube, they positively reinforce, not everybody, but a lot of them will positively reinforce the cyberbullying by, you know, their favorite YouTube channel, your favorite blogger. They'll say some stuff about somebody they don't like, and instead of them acknowledging the fact that it's slanderous or wrong, they will go over to that person's channel and berate them and cyberbully them. So, in a sense, like, I would say, you know, it does take a white person to get upset, but in a sense, it's like, with Lovely T, no one reported it. Not a lot of people, not enough people reported it because a lot of people were cyberbullying, in a sense.
Okay.
So
Thank you, caller.
The way I see it. Okay.
We're going to take another caller. Thank you. Okay, we're going to wrap this show up in a couple of minutes. I'm going to take two more calls. Let's make it quick. Area code 313-8425. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey,
Aurora.
What's going on,
bro? Oh, my God, I love you so much.
I love you more. What's going on?
Oh, my God. So, Perez, like, honestly, I'm happy he just called me in because that is, like, amazing. I watch your show every day, me and my mama. But
shout
I think that's crazy that he even coming after Tasha K. Like, first of all, she is, like, YouTube. You're, like, mainstream. Like, I think he just should not even be making no videos about her. But it's good in a sense, too, because it's giving both of them some type of shine on them. But, oh, my God, I love you so much. And
Thank you.
Just happy for you.
Thank you so much.
And happy birthday, too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Omar.
All right, let's take another caller. Last caller. Oh, well, I guess the other one hung up. See ya. All right. Wow. What a show.